The Senate is expected to vote this week on an energy bill amendment that could open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Bush administration officials have been trying to convince Americans for more than a year that drilling there would reduce the nation's dependence on foreign oil. But their arguments may not be enough to overcome concerns about the effects on wildlife or how much oil is actually there. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
As the Senate narrows in on a vote, the administration is struggling to manage its pro-ANWR message. Public support is waning, and it's fallen to Interior Secretary Gail Norton to bolster the case.
When we have a need for energy, when we have such an unstable source with so much of our oil coming from overseas, it makes no sense to ignore our largest potential source of domestic oil, and that is ANWR.
Norton's got a tough job. Late last week, the U.S. Geological Survey released a report concluding that oil development in ANWR could endanger wildlife. Top administration officials were not pleased. Political bosses in the agency instructed scientists to recalculate, this time scaling back their assumptions about how many acres of the Arctic refuge would be touched by oil development. Environmentalists claim this isn't the first time drilling supporters have tailored the data to advance this political agenda. For instance, ANWR's lead supporter in the Senate, Frank Murkowski of Alaska, has stated again and again that oil from ANWR could be flowing to the lower 48 states in as little as 5 years. Peter Rafel of the Wilderness Society says that's overly optimistic.
I think proponents of drilling really do a disservice to the public by quoting numbers that really have no basis in reality.
Rafel counters the administration's claims that drilling in ANWR could yield as much as 1.3 million barrels of oil a day, or 20% of the nation's domestic production.
The enormous figures that they use for the amount of oil in the Arctic refuge really represent what might be in the ground, according to the USGS, but the number of barrels of oil that's economic to recover is a far smaller quantity. And in fact, there's a chance that there's no oil there at all.
In quantities worth drilling for, the fact is there's no way of knowing how much oil is recoverable until drilling begins. Take the case of another oil reserve. Almost a century ago, government surveyors stumbled upon oil seeps in another part of Alaska, a swath of land further to the west of ANWR. It was mapped off as part of the National Petroleum Reserve. But Matt Berman, an oil economist at the University of Alaska, explains decades of attempts to recover oil there have been unsuccessful.
It was about 20 years ago, when oil prices were really high, that it was leased during the Reagan administration, and ARCO and a couple of other companies did some exploring, but they never found anything of substance, and it just sat idle for another practically 20 years.
Official estimates for the amount of oil in ANWR range from 3 to 16 billion barrels. If the high end were accurate, there'd be enough oil to replace supplies from one Middle East country, Iraq, for 30 years. For many, that's not enough to justify possible damage to the environment and wildlife. Senate Republicans have made it known they may not have the votes to pass the amendment, but Interior Secretary Norton says the final outcome is not yet determined. Think back to 1975, she says, when Congress was deliberating on the development of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline.
It was only approved after a 50-50 tie vote of the Senate, with the Vice President casting the tie-breaking vote. And so the development in that area has always been controversial.
Especially now that the stakes are perceived to be so high, the fate of pristine wilderness stacked against the nation's energy security. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.